6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Greetings, Earthlings. We have now taken over your radio.
Ignition.
This is Trap Chat Ali, presented by Trap Since 95, enhancing your Raptors fan experience. Visit TrapSince95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95.
All right, we are back once again.
You know it. Here we are.
Second half of the season. It's actually well into the second half of the season, but, you know, by all-star standards, the second half of the season is ahead.
Man. Honestly, if you would have told me that we'd be this far along in the NBA season and the Toronto Raptors were again close to the best team in the NBA, I probably would have thought that that wasn't possible. What? Eastern Conference? Yes. But I never in a million years thought Milwaukee and Toronto would be the two best teams in the NBA. I legitimately thought...
The Milwaukee part is a little bit surprising.
Legitimately thought Golden State, Houston...
Golden State for sure. Record-wise, they were not recognized. They are the best team in the league. Until proven otherwise.
Only because of the defending champs?
Yeah, and look at the squad. Look at their squad.
They have no bench.
Yeah, but still, they have a serious starting lineup.
Agreed.
You know, and they usually play at least two of those guys at the same time.
So, I agree.
Until proven otherwise, which I hope the Raptors will do, Golden State is the number one team. But let's start this off properly.
All right.
Trap Chat Alley-oop.
Yes.
I am Mikey Charlie. Beside me is my man, Illicit.
What up? Let's do this. I'm ready for some
we are ready
down the stretch basketball.
Some Raptors basketball. Now, we only have one game to cover when we get to run that back since, it was All-Star break. I guess technically we could cover All-Star weekend as well.
I mean, I think we should at least talk about it,
so,
right?
So we'll talk about that one last Washington game before the break and then the All-Star weekend. We will queue up the game that everybody has been waiting
Can't wait to this game.
Since the summertime when the trade went down that brought us Kawhi Leonard in exchange for DeMar DeRozan going to San Antonio Spurs.
DeMar's coming home to Toronto.
And the Scotiabank Arena.
The what? Honestly, this year has completely changed the look of our franchise.
Yes, and even after the trade deadline, even more so.
Top to bottom. We'll get into that.
We'll talk about that.
We'll tee up a little bit about how good our Toronto Raptors are going to be going forward.
And then we will also talk about Orlando. And
one other game.
It is Boston.
It's Boston, that's what I thought.
So we will talk about those games.
Perfect.
On the jump.
And we'll dive in a little bit to what the All-Star break has become.
And we will talk a little bit about the special edition trap mix that it put together.
Oh, that's right. I'm all about that. You guys are going to like that one.
Yeah, so it's dropping, we'll say, tomorrow. We'll drop it.
All right, let's get into it.
Let's go.
Visit TrapSince95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95.
Run that back.
Man, you got to run that back.
Run it back. Come on.
All right, run it back.
Right. So
here, I'm going to start it off. We had one game. We played Washington.
The Washington Wizards.
What did you think?
It was a good game.
It was the debut
of Jeremy Lin.
Yeah.
And also, we got to see more of Marc Gasol.
And the Jeremy Lin.
Yeah, the Jeremy Lin who got signed earlier in the day.
Insanity started that day.
Literally, he signed. He didn't have time to really do anything. I think he said he learned four options on one play.
Yeah.
And that's all he knew going into the game. And he was pretty much inserted as a backup point guard.
And I think he did pretty well.
He did good.
Like,
he did well.
Formidable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, if he brought that, what he brought on that first game, every game, you can't knock his production.
Think about it like this. Gasol has, like, kind of played the same kind of game as Lin did his first game. And now that second game,
yeah,
Gasol played really well.
Yeah, honestly, remember, now these guys are going to have a week practice, you know, after the All-Star break. And then they'll come into this stand. That's the thing. This kind of like a baptism by fire almost, because they've only had one or two home games before this huge game. But you know what? At the same time, Kawhi, Marc Gasol, Jeremy Lin, anybody new to the Raptors, they're going to really see the passion
that
the
fans have.
Exactly.
Oh, man. Like, I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, no joke. I wouldn't be surprised if you look around the arena on Friday night and you watch people crying.
Yeah, and this might actually have a positive effect on Kawhi, because he might be like,
wow,
you know what? I want that, man. I want that love. Like, I want to feel that.
And, like, I'm sure he signs here.
I'm sure he's felt it already, but like, a Friday is going to be something that, honestly, me and you, no one will have ever experienced what we're going to experience this Friday. But anyways, this is supposed to be a review segment of our show.
My bad.
And we were looking ahead. But anyways, let's jump back to the one game.
The Washington game.
So, the Raptors, they played well. They played well this game.
It was a good game to watch. It was fun to watch. And they thoroughly played well. Right? Yeah. I mean, they're on, what's the win streak right now? Do you know?
I think it's
six. Yeah. I think it's six. They played as well in this game as they have in any of those six games.
Yeah, and I would say Pascal Siakam played pretty well in this game.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He was all right. 44 points.
Yeah.
Listen, y'all all-star guys, the guys that picked the all-stars, you messed up with that boy.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Right now,
he is the most consistent Toronto Raptor on the floor.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Has he missed the game? I'm not sure if he's missed the game, but he's played.
Maybe one. But either way, the way he plays is crucial
energy
to the success of the Toronto Raptors.
44 points. Once again, another career high set in this game.
You know, go take a look. I know you have him on fantasy. If you go back and take a look at this guy's last 15 games.
Oh, yeah. Like, three.
Over 30-point games.
Yeah, three records.
Yeah.
I think he said, like,
for himself.
Yeah. Personal best.
And 44
points, 10 rebounds.
Nothing to mess with.
On, like, beautiful shooting percentages, too. Efficiency, man. Efficiency. He is the poster child of efficiency as far as the Raptors go.
It's because he doesn't shoot much. Most of his baskets coming from the paint.
He doesn't shoot outside of his game.
Like, yeah, he takes his shots when they're open, but his game really doesn't dictate that.
Yeah.
He's more like Draymond Green, where he's a hustler, can get his own points, and then occasionally hit a three.
But I've never seen Draymond Green drop 44 points, though, you know?
So I'd like to look at that. I bet he has.
I don't know. 44?
I don't know. 30, I don't know. At least 30. I know Draymond at 30.
I feel he hasn't gotten a 44-point game. But my point is Pascal Siakam has the potential to be more dynamic in different ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, when the Raptors sign him, those stupid idiots that think Carter's the best Raptor ever. Same guys also gave, you know, Masai a D-.
Sure.
For Pascal Siakam.
Yeah.
I like those apples.
Yeah. Yep. People always talking nonsense. They always have something to say. Gotta sell papers or whatever. But, like, people don't, they don't know the inside track on things. Masai Ujiri has proven to be a very smart executive.
Absolutely. So, I think that's become more apparent this year than ever.
Yeah.
Because he's made moves to set our franchise up, and we're still the second best team in the NBA.
Yeah.
But, I mean, and competitive,
still,
you know?
And like, we're still in a good position, even if Kawhi walks.
That's what I mean, yeah.
We're still in a good position for next season and beyond. So, anyways, the Raptors won this game, 129 to 120.
Yeah, I mean, the score was pretty much indicative of the way the game went. The Raptors played really well and just added to that winning streak, which I'm always concerned about. We talked about this, I think, in our last broadcast, that they always crawl to the All-Star break.
Yeah.
The new acquisitions couldn't have come in a better time because it gave them some life and some energy to kind of, you know, get through to the hump, right?
This is Trap Chat Alley-Oop. presented by Trapped Since 95, enhancing your Raptors fan experience. Visit TrappedSince95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95.
Now, the formalities of this and that.
Daddy Mac Mac, Daddy Super Cat, I make you jump.
No Raptor ever that's left is going to get the ovation that DeMar, or deserves the ovation that DeMar DeRozan is going to
get. 100%. 100%.
It's going to be a spectacle. That alone, even outside of the game, that alone is going to be something to, you know, to watch.
Before the season started, I looked at the schedule and said, I want to go to that game.
Yeah.
Every other thing, I'm a Raptor fanatic, so put me wherever, I'll go see them play in New York and in Atlanta and still enjoy it, right?
Yeah.
In the, can I call it Sprite Zone? Even though it's not, it's up in the top level. But
those bleats.
But I'm going to see Friday's game.
Yeah.
Because personally, it's the most anticipated basketball game in the Raptors' history, other than, you know, first playoff game, first round this, second round, first game. Like, when you're looking at monumental moments in Toronto's history, this game coming is going to be another level.
I would say the event more than the game.
That's what I'm talking about.
You are right. The event of
it. I went to the game that Vince Carter came. I was actually working the game.
Yeah.
The day Vince Carter came back.
Yeah.
And how they booed him every time he touched the ball.
Yep.
Honestly, other than being in game four when they beat New York, when it was only a five-game series back in the day, when they lost, beat New York in New York for game five.
Yeah.
In game four, I went to that game, and it was the loudest sporting event I had ever been to.
Mm-hmm.
The noise was so loud that it made my head hurt a little bit.
Yeah.
And I listen to music loud.
Yeah.
But the Vince Carter game, it was so loud. Like, the noise floor was so loud all the time. I felt like I couldn't even hear myself think. It was beyond something.
WWE moment.
Absolutely. It was beyond anything I had ever experienced in sports. I think this, for the opposite reason,
is gonna top it. I believe so. 100%. I can't see it not topping anything you've seen previously in terms of love or hatred for a player.
I think this is gonna end up being as big of a round of applause as, you know, someone like Jordan going back, or or I don't know,
Jordan
Kobe. You know, like, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I know DeMar is not those guys in terms of the grand scheme of the NBA.
Yeah, for the Raptors, he is.
But for the Toronto Raptors and the franchise, he is those guys.
He's in Mount Rushmore for sure.
He deserves at this point. I remember somebody said that they should put a statue of DeMar outside. How about this? When he retires, I'm all for it. I'm right on that bandwagon.
Yeah.
Unless
what?
Unless. Because right now, DeMar DeRozan, hands down, is the best Toronto Raptor of all time.
Yeah.
I don't care about y'all American dumbasses that think Vince Carter or Chris Bosh was. Because you guys are blind. But I'm going to tell you something.
What?
If Kawhi Leonard re-signs with the Toronto Raptors, he will smash every DeMar DeRozan record.
Well, that depends on how long he's...
You're looking at least 5 years.
Yeah, like, but DeRozan was with the team for a long time.
Right? 8, 9 years?
Yeah,
9 years? I agree, it's a double the time. But Leonard actually is that much better of a player.
Well, I do see what you're saying, because Leonard is in his prime right now. DeRozan kind of worked up to where he was during those 9 years. So, you could have something there.
I know for a fact that even if he doesn't break all the records, I'm again hypothetically he stays. Even if he doesn't do that, he will make us extremely competitive.
Hey,
for the next 5 years.
I'm saying if he wins a chip, that's all I'm saying. If he wins a chip, then he's gonna be, I don't know what level he's gonna be in not just Toronto, but Canada as a whole, you know? Like his stature as basketball, he'll be like the basketball god of Canada.
If he wants to be Air Canada, he can be. He can literally take over the whole country and be the best basketball player to ever play here.
Let's just say, period. He could be Dr. Claw.
Dr.
In
Claw.
Canada.
I love it.
Dr. Claw. Remember Dr. Claw?
Of course.
Inspector Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
I'll get you next time, Gadget. Next time.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, man. Yeah.
So, I mean, hey. No?
Like, Dr. Claw.
That's what he could be. All right, so let's talk about the All-Star break. All-Star weekend, I should say.
All right. Let's do it.
Trap Chat Alley-Oop. The fans plug for all Raptors talk and more. We serve it up and throw it down.
Yeah. The 2019 NBA All-Star break.
Yeah, so it started off for Raptors purposes with OG Anunoby in the Rising Stars.
Did you watch the game?
I didn't. I just watched the highlights.
It was aight.
Yeah, I saw Anunoby.
You're going to hear me say, it was aight.
Yeah, I saw
a lot through this thing.
I saw Anunoby start off a series of blown dunks.
It wasn't his fault, though. At the end of the game. That was probably the best part of the whole game, honestly.
Like three blown dunks.
Three guys? Dude, yeah, missing like windmill dunks at the end. Yeah. To be honest, it was slightly entertaining. But it wasn't really. It was. If you like basketball, it was fun to watch.
Kind of one of those token things.
I could care less.
So the USA team won. I can't remember what the score was, but Jason Tatum
was the MVP. And he deserved it. He also in the skills competition.
Yeah, I saw that.
Hit a half court shot to win.
Yeah, he knocked out Young.
Young, yeah, it was straight
knocked out.
Man.
Knocked out Young's shot, three-point shot there.
To win. How about this, though? The better of the two games on Friday wasn't actually the Rising Stars game or whatever.
Celebrity game.
It was the celebrity game. And I'm going to tell you why. Not that the basketball was better. It never is. It's cheesy. But at least it was entertaining. They had a little person out there playing. They had guys like...
Ever?
Huh? Hey, Kevin, that wasn't me.
You said little person.
I mean, but there were other, I don't know, it was fun to watch at least. Yeah. Even though the basketball was kind of shitty, the game was fun. And it was about the only fun thing on Friday, because it was just the whole thing on Friday night was So Saturday night, as we talked, Jason Tatum was the man. That was probably the wickedest shot of the whole
night.
Never mind night, probably the whole weekend.
Yeah.
Other than maybe the dunk, the Steph Curry, Giannis dunk. That was probably the only other major highlight throughout the whole thing.
I meant Steph Curry dunk at the end. We'll talk about that.
Yeah, we can talk about that too. The three-point competition was what stood out for me. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we have Danny Green in there.
Green Ranger.
And he represented, man.
He had a good performance.
He represented.
A good outing, but I mean, it's just that one guy.
You got Steph Curry and Harris shooting the lights out.
Chef Curry with the pot boy.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Danny Green, got 23, I think?
23 and 25. Yeah, it was 23.
Which
25.
Most years, that's a qualifying.
Qualifying, absolutely.
Next round.
25 was qualifying this time, and Danny just didn't have it. Yeah. It was a fun thing to watch. Seth was my man, and he blew it on me. He was flipping terrible. I felt bad for the guy. Everyone wanted him to play better, I think, you know? Not that Steph isn't the man. Everyone loves Steph Curry. But Seth was the underdog here.
He's a brother. Let the brother shine a little bit. He's at home in Charlotte, you know? But
yeah, that part was good. I don't know. I enjoyed it. What do you think about the five money balls on one rack?
It's whatever, man.
That's 10 points, right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's why when you were saying 23 was enough, but you also had 8 less points. Like, get.
That is true, but a lot of these guys are only getting 15 and 13 too, so.
That's not acceptable, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think.
You're in the 3-point competition.
They still need to rejig the 3-point competition.
Like, think about it in this context. If If it is 16, because I think you're right, that was, I didn't even think that was Seth's number, was 16.
Yeah, I know.
Think about it. He hit the five money balls and two shots.
Yeah.
All right, four shots.
I know Walker had a lower score.
Six shots. So, look, he hit every money ball, missed everything else, basically. So, he hit seven or eight shots out of 10, 20, out of 40. That's terrible. In the NBA, you'd be sitting on the bench.
You know what? Lowry has historically poor performances in the three-point shootout as well. I think one time he scored 9 points.
That's inexcusable.
That is inexcusable, but I mean, it is like that shooting and three-point shooting in a game with two different things.
Either way, it was fun to watch, as it always is, and Harris was just shot the lights out. He was the man.
Just like how he was
doing. I was going to say, he lit up the Raptors too, right? Yeah, so he had six that night.
So he was practicing.
About it, he basically had what he...
He was practicing, basically, is what you're saying. And then the
dunk competition. Now, I'm going to make this real short for
real,
me.
Real, please.
It was...
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Hamidou Diallo, shout out, big up yourself, you won.
Sure.
Dennis Smith Jr. was the other finalist.
I think he had the best dunk.
But you couldn't even finish the dunk, like after 20 attempts. See, after the first two attempts, I don't care how death-defying your dunk is, man, like you can't get a 10.
I get it. Nope. I get it. It was more than a letdown.
Yeah.
It's always not so good. It was 10.
Not always. Usually not.
Okay, so Taboo Edson, life of the party. We've had him here on the show a bunch of times. He said, and I absolutely agree with him.
Yeah.
Once a decade.
Yeah.
Once a generation.
Right. That sounds about right.
There was the Dominique Jordan. The next big one, Carter.
Yeah.
Next, Stevie Franchise. Next one.
Yeah,
was Zach LaVine, Aaron Gordon.
Yep.
You're looking one every 10 years.
So yeah, probably 2024, 25.
You're looking at somebody that might do something different. And
Steph boots your shoes in the league by then, so who knows?
Steph Curry's practice dunks, in my opinion, were better than most of the dunks
I saw in the All-Star.
Yeah. He did a 360.
Yeah.
I never seen that guy dunk like that. It was actually impressive.
I knew he could dunk like that, actually. I have seen him dunk like that before, but not, obviously not in the game, but like during a practice or whatever. But just to see how effortlessly he can do it on a not serious game, you know? Like that just, you kind of forget that NBA players are extremely skilled at basketball. Yeah. Just because they can't hit a three-pointer in the game. Like, watch anybody, even Shaq, probably. Watch him in a practice shoot threes. He probably shoot threes better than you can.
Yeah.
You know, but in an in-game situation on the NBA level, that's a whole different story.
I agree. So let's talk about the game. The pregame and the national anthem.
Oh, like the performances? Yeah.
Was great.
Yeah.
Really good.
Meek.
Really good.
Meek Mill did his thing.
Yeah, man, really good. The game itself, I do like...
Shout out to J. Cole, man.
Oh, yeah. The halftime? I was going to go through the game and then go to halftime. Yeah. But J. Cole?
Yeah.
Yo, shout out to J. Cole. Was in the celebrity game, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm all about it, man.
And he was in the dunk-off.
Third album, gone platinum with no features.
Yep.
Shout out to J. Cole.
Lion.
Hold on. That's it. Yo, my wife was like, who is that? I said, that's J. Cole. She's like, what?
Yeah.
And then my sister was like, no, it's not. I was like, yeah. She's like, but he looks like a rockstar. I said, because he probably now is.
Yeah.
But that's J. Cole.
Yep.
That's really J. Cole. So shout out J. Cole. I got nothing but respect and love for you, homie. Straight up. You killed it. Now to the game. The game itself, I like the format. I like picking guys. I like the draft.
You like the televised draft?
It's entertaining. I want the guys there.
Yeah.
I don't want it just LeBron and Giannis sitting
there.
Do you
like the trade?
Yeah, why not? I'm all for it. But I want Ben Simmons and who was the trade? It was Ben Simmons and
Westbrook. Yeah.
I want them there in front of us when I make the trade, and so people can talk shit and have fun.
You want them to leave their game that they're playing.
Yeah.
Go on air. I got traded from the All-Star team.
No, but hold on. But that's why it should be part of All-Star Weekend.
So you should be on the week.
Yeah. It should be on the Friday.
Okay.
As an event during the day.
Yeah, see, that I think that would make so much more sense.
And they can, it would be fun. They would, the players could, jab at each other. There would be an actual rivalry that would be built.
Yeah.
And guys like LeBron will always pick Dwayne Wade. Yeah. Or Ben Simmons.
What do you think about those legacy spots that they add?
That's a good question. I hate it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Dirk did his thing. Dirk can shoot, because just give him the ball, he can shoot, right?
Yeah.
He wasn't an all-star. And definitely, Dwayne Wade is definitely not an all-star.
Well, I think Dwayne Wade would be closer than Dirk, because Dirk was out
most of the season. Yeah. But I don't even, but in terms of play, it's more indicative. Again, look, who played better in the All-Star game? It was Dirk. Just because he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Give him the ball and shoot.
Yeah.
Wade's game isn't like that anymore, you know? And, I don't like it. I do like Carter giving up the spot to Jordan. Mm-hmm. I'm all for that.
Yeah.
But Jordan was a legitimate All-Star.
Yeah.
At the time, the way the rules were. Like, he was picked as an All-Star.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it. But if you're not an all-star, you're not, like, it would be like putting Jeremy Lin in there. I love Jeremy Lin.
But I think, what if Lin gets voted in?
Stupid.
Or what? Who was the player that almost got voted in? Like, and he's not an all-star caliber player, but like.
This year?
Yeah, he was getting like a lot of votes. I can't remember who it was. A European guy. I can't remember.
Doncic, maybe?
No, it wasn't Doncic. He's all-star caliber.
That's what I was going to say. Well, there was another player.
I can't remember. It slips my mind right now, but. Just say if there's a situation like that, what if you get voted in by the fan vote?
Well, that's why they made some corrections.
Yeah, which is, I'm glad they did it.
Yeah, and it should be corrected, because it shouldn't. I want to see the best guys play.
Yeah, it shouldn't be something where you can strong arm and all of a sudden some random guy is playing in
the. That's right. And I'm not. Listen, as much as I'm saying for the game, I don't think Dwayne Wade and Dirk should be in it. I was all for Dirk in the 3-point competition.
Yeah.
Or put Dwayne Wade in the skills competition. Like, he can still do that stuff. Yeah. You know?
Well, I personally don't mind that, they made two extra spots for those guys, but is that something that's going to be continued?
Or better
is that
be
a
now.
One-off thing, though?
Listen. If it's only maybe just guys that are retiring that year?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't like it. You ask me, I say do without it sucks. Yeah. I don't like it.
I think it's all right. I think it could be tweaked a little bit more maybe, but I like the idea of it.
But I do like the format. It breeds a little competition. Let's make it more entertaining.
Okay, so let's get back to the Raptors' perspective a bit.
Yep.
Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, how do you feel their play?
Oh, Leonard played amazing.
Yeah.
He had 19 points and a quiet 19, because I had no idea at 19 until I went back and watched some of the highlights.
Yeah.
He was
like, some threes.
Man, he had deep threes.
He's some threes. So.
And Lowry, same thing. He's not really conducive to all-star play.
Yeah.
He did all right, but
showed face,
Whatever. Bro. Kyle Lowry is the heart of the Toronto Raptors, and he deserved to guess to be in the All-Star team due to assists.
Yeah.
But he's a fraction of what we've known as a Kyle Lowry over the last
year. Yeah, that's why I hope he's saving himself.
That's what I mean. Yeah. I don't care about the All-Star frame.
Yeah.
He's the heart of the Raptors. Be healthy now down the stretch. I want to see Marc Gasol, Kyle Lowry, Kawhi Leonard, and as Van Vliet gets back.
I was about to say, hopefully Van Vliet gets back to
when these guys, that's our roster now, going forward.
And Jody Meeks. You heard about that one, right?
Lord. Whatever.
10-day contract, so
that's fine.
We'll see
that. Tabat, too. There's other people, too, I think, that it might be signed for 10 days still as well.
Keep hearing about Macklemore and... Not Macklemore. Ben, you know him.
Ben Macklemore, you're right. I think that's
right. Not Macklemore the rapper.
Not the rapper. She's the rapper.
Before we get out of here, I just wanted to talk about the trap mix that I put together. It's called the All-Star Gasoline Trap Mix. So you understand, I think you kind of get an idea of what it's about.
Light that fire.
It's tributing the Raptors All-Stars, also the acquisitions of Marc Gasol and Jeremy Lin, and even other players that have been shining and have their chance coming up for the Raptors. So it's very themed.
It's a themed mix.
I listened to it today. You guys are going to love it. It's really good.
It's heat, man. It's fire. So you need to check it out. Check out the website, trapsis95.com. Oh, yeah. Forgot about this.
Let her tell.
Visit trapsis95.com and follow us on all social media platforms at TRAPD95.
So, yeah, do that. Check out this new trap mix. We also have the older trap mix.
The other ones that are there. The Dearly DeMarco one, the Kawhi Leonard one.
Very relevant.
Yeah, this week, yeah.
So check out those ones. Check out illicitsound.com.
Yeah, man. Trap Chat, Alley-Oop. We do this every Wednesday. New episode comes out. You can find us on every social media platform. Anywhere that you can find a podcast.
Yes.
Look us up.
T-C-A-O. Or T-C-A-O.
That's right, Matthew. Tell him.
All right.
Till next time.
Trap since 95. Trap Chat Alley-Oop. For fans.
For better.
For worse.
Forever.
Peace.
Peace.
Trap Chat Alley-Oop. The fans plug for all rappers talk and more. We serve it up or throw it down.